Cardona number is D0038. Hello, I am 186 centimeter tall and have a medium build. I have brown / blondish hair and blue eyes. My skin color is white. My mother's ethnic origin is Czech Slavic, and my father's ethnic origin is Slavic.
Okay, so thank you for being here and taking the time to do this interview. So the first thing I want to ask you is, are you currently a student? Are you working? What do you have going on?
Yes, I am currently a student. I'm pursuing my master's in bioinformatics at the University of Copenhagen. I also work, unfortunately not within my area of study, as I cannot find a student job for it. So I work as a runner in a bar. And what I have going on? Well, I started recently going to MMA trainings, and it's really good, so and I enjoy it. I started with like friend inviting me,
mm-hmm.
like from work, a bouncer, like, do you wanna come training? And like, sure, yes. So I started like, I was like, just before the Christmas.
Yeah. In your ideal situation, 5 to 10 years from now, what might you be doing then?
Well, in 10 years, I would very much like to have already started my own family. I would also would like to have some stable job. I would like to work in like a medical setting or in some pharmaceutical setting. I don't know exactly where I will be living, but I think I'll move back because of my friends and my family.
Questions about you growing up. Do you have any siblings, and what's your relationship like with them?
I have 2 older sisters. And I think we have a very great relationship. Of course, growing up, there was like sometimes fights and arguments, but as we got older, it vanished, and we are still in contact. Like, we video call like every week, and we meet for like family occasions for birthday. We also go on like family vacations together from time to time. So, yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that.
Yeah. When you're not going to school or working, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, I like to stay active.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I go to gym and various kinds of sports. I would say like I enjoy any sport. I was doing sports since I was like 3 years old, so I can I can do anything, but I enjoy everything.
Mm-hmm.
And besides that, I really like enjoy hanging out, obviously, like with friends. I very much enjoy board games.
What types of music are you into, or if it's easier, what types don't you like?
I would say I don't have a specific type.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that sounds good, like I enjoy it, I just put it into playlist on my Spotify, and I have real like mix in there. Some songs are really like for sad people, some for like working out, so I have mix. I wouldn't say I have a preferred type. Like, I don't listen to heavy metal,
mm-hmm.
and don't listen to Mozart,
mm-hmm.
but everything in between, I would say, is fine with me.
Yeah. Some of your favorite foods?
Favorite foods? I really like stew, like a chicken stew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from where I come from, the like soup is a part of every dish.
Yeah.
And it really like grew on me.
Okay.
So I really enjoy like coming home and my mother makes a stew and it's like amazing. And otherwise, I would say like Mexican food is like, you can go wrong with Mexican food. So I
mm-hmm.
really enjoy that.
Okay. When you get a chance to read fun, what do you go to?
Well, I would say fantasy, like genre.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
It's like a fantasy similar like Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, like elves, humans, etc. And it goes together like with a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to play with friends, so it's like addition to the game to learn something about it. So yeah, that's like also I think like 30 books. So
okay,
I've read like 20.
What's one of the better trips you've been on in your life?
Definitely like the best trip was like in summer 23 when I joined my older sister and her boyfriend who were like traveling South America.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined them for 2 months to travel Bolivia, and Peru.
Mm.
And the best part of it, like at least for me, was when we were hiking or climbing like 6,000 meters tall glacier, like with all the equipment, like the harness, ice pick, the pickaxes, and yeah, it was very difficult.
Mm.
And I was really scared sometimes,
yeah.
But on the top, when I caught my breath, like it was amazing.
Yeah.
You could see like the ants, the Titicaca, like everything. Like it was amazing.
So is there any other passions, talents, or interests that we haven't touched on so far?
I like physics.
Mm-hmm.
Like not something very like difficult, but just understanding how things work. So I got into physics like 2 years ago,
okay.
Just for fun.
Why did you choose to become a sperm donor?
Well, I think it was a combination of things. I like always wanted to have my own family, so that would be one thing. And I remember like we had I think it's my mother's acquaintances who like wanted to have a children and like couldn't, and then I don't know if they like finally managed to or it was through like a donor, but they were like very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, like when we met them, so maybe, and that's the part as well. So I think a combination, and it wasn't spontaneous. It was like 2 months ago I was like, okay, I should do this.
Mm-hmm.
So
what are some of the thoughts that you have about the possible future contact with an offspring?
The meeting, if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
I know like it's like probably like minimum 18 or like 20 years from now, but now I'm like really open to it. I don't know what I will tell to them, you know, it's a long time, so, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you would like to say to the recipients of your donations?
I think I said everything in the letter, like just congratulations, and I would say good luck.
Yeah.
And enjoy it.